One of the highest points in the Columbus area is the top of what's called the Model Landfill. It's currently covered in 2 to 4 feet of soil and seems like a hilly field overgrown with grass and cattails. Only when the wind blows, it smells like trash. Underneath the ground, there's 60 feet of household garbage. But Mike Long, director of SWACO, the Solid Waste Authority of Central Ohio, says it's a valuable piece of property.
What you have here is 185 acres that is 5 miles from the Central Business District of Columbus, Ohio. A very intriguing piece of real estate and at the intersection of two interstate highways.
The Waste Authority has just contracted with Petro Environmental Technologies of Cincinnati to develop a golf course on the site. Long says there are 30 landfill golf courses nationwide, and there's plenty of business for one near downtown Columbus. In building it, he wants to reuse land that's currently an eyesore and make a little money. He hopes to avoid problems that have occurred at other landfill projects, like the Shoal County Golf Course in Southern California. That course, owned by the city of Glendale, was named one of the world's most dangerous courses by Men's Health magazine. The magazine claimed tires were protruding from fairways and methane gas was escaping from divot holes. Not only is methane thought to be a harmful greenhouse gas, it's also extremely volatile. Glendale Parks Recreation and Community Director Nello Iacono says that while they didn't get any health complaints, they were forced to close the course in 1988.
The only complaints we heard was what people perceive to be odor from the methane gas, but methane gas is odorless, and really what they were smelling was probably decomposing trash at that particular point in time.
Iacono says decomposing trash also caused some practical problems at the course.
There was settlement, and that settlement impacted all portions of the golf course, and as a result of that, it made it difficult to play golf. As an example, you would have greens on the golf course that would settle and tilt and make it very difficult to putt on those greens.
Since then, the Glendale course has reopened. They found a way to divert the methane gas, and they've added more than 6 feet of fill material to separate the course from the garbage. In Columbus, the Waste Authority hopes to avoid the troubles that plagued Glendale. They're investing about $2 million of taxpayer money to make the landfill cleaner and safer. SWACO Chief Mike Long says the money will pay for a larger soil barrier and a drainage system to keep rainwater from mixing with the garbage. And the course itself will be made ready in case the trash settles.
This will be a 19-hole golf course. And the reason is because of the natural subsidence, the sinking of landfills as garbage decays over time. You may come out here some morning and find out that a green or a fairway has in fact subsided. So in order to keep the golf course open, the developer will build 19 holes so that there will always be 18 holes available for play.
Long says they're also planning to reduce odors with an improved methane collection system. They hope to sell the gas to nearby industries for electricity and to light the course at night. He does not expect the Waste Authority to make a profit on the golf course, but hopes it will cover the $100,000 annual maintenance bill. Environmental groups such as the Illinois chapter of the Sierra Club support the idea of reusing landfills. They say it's better to have a golf course than an unused property. But there's still some skepticism. Reaction by Columbus refuse workers is mixed.
Whatever chemicals are they going to use to try to kill that smell, that's going to be in the grass. And the grass is, you're going to touch the grass. And if you got kids, you're taking it home.
I think that'll be nice.
No, I don't think it's strange. It'd be better a golf course than put houses on.
Just tell them wear protective clothing, go out there and have a good time. I think it's going to be great, though. I think it's a good idea. We may get discounted rounds, okay?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Makes sense to me.
You know, it makes absolutely.
Plans for upgrading the landfill and building the golf course are still being developed. The course is expected to open to the public in the year 2001. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant Cooper in Columbus.